Joining me this morning here on WTSN to talk about a new position for him in his life journey with an older institution here on the Seacoast. Colonel Mike Rooney joins us. He's from the U.S. Army. He's based out of Virginia, but he's moving up to the Seacoast of New Hampshire. We'll tell you why he's here. Mike, good to see you. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So your journey is bringing you from Virginia. You're retiring from the military this year.
I am.
And you are going to be working as the head of school at Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover.
That's right.
That's amazing. Right.
It's exciting.
That is an interesting transition, because how many years in the military now?
So it'll be 28.
28.
Yep.
And you just decided that this is the time to become a civilian.
Well, at some point, you know, they tell us to make room for the young guys and gals coming up in the military. That's typically no more than 30 years, but 28 years, you know, we're finishing off a great career, privileged to have been a part of a great Army team and joint team. But it's time to, you know, find something. What is the next mission is sort of what we say in the Army. What's the next mission after the Army? And I think we were praying and seeking and asking, and the Portsmouth Christian Academy at Dover opened up as an option, and we applied, and we're just really excited to be joining the mission up here.
What were you looking for? I mean, because I know it's a whole new life journey for you.
It is.
What am I going to do? What the family's going to do? Will they accept this? How will I do this? Will everybody be on board with my decisions? But what were you looking for?
Yeah, so really there are two big areas that folks in the military will tend to do. There are obviously many, but two that were coming to mind for me and just my background. One was to stay with military service, and either as a defense contractor or a Department of Defense civilian.
Sure.
I'm doing some great work looking at the future force and how I operate in the future against emerging threats. But the other one is really, you know, a lot of the heart of the military is about training young soldiers, airmen, Marines, and helping bring them along, not just practically in the military, but mentoring them. So education is another logical path. And I had the privilege of having 5 years of education work in my long military career, you know, teaching at the undergrad level at one level for 3 years at West Point, and then leading an ROTC battalion at Penn State for 2 years. So
that's wonderful.
I've seen it. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's great.
So when we looked away, what should I do? I said, okay, well, let's look at the education side of the house. So we looked locally in the Virginia area. We love the Tidewater Virginia area, you know, Williamsburg and Yorktown. But I also said, hey, Google's a wonderful thing. So, hey, head of schools, you know, I was looking public and private, head of schools. And this search for PCA Dover popped up. And I said, well, okay, let's apply here.
And the search started, what, last July? You got accepted in December, and now you're going to take over when, this July?
Yes, this July. This summer we'll be taking over. There's a transition process. Dr. John Engstrom is there now. He's been there for 5 years.
Sure.
He's transitioning on, and so we have a good handover. It's going to, from June to really 1 August of July, if I have the full range.
So what turned you on about Portsmouth Christian Academy that you wanted to be, you know, the head of school here?
Yeah, so there's some family history here, which is wonderful for us. And so my father was a career military, retired in 1991, and he became the head of school at a very young PCA, Portsmouth Christian Academy, in 1992, and led the school till about 2006. And so as I was, you know, in my young military career, I was always visiting. So I sort of had a taste and feel for not just the military, but now Christian education in the Seacoast region. What does that look like? What does that feel like? And
sure.
I heard the story of PCA, again, as an interested family member. So anyway, truth be told, Dad never mentioned that the school position was opening. And they're still in the area. They're down in Exeter, and they love the school. They have grandchildren at the school. And so, as we opened this up and started looking at it, I go, hey, I know about Christian education in this area. I know about Christian education down in the Williamsburg area, because our two sons go to a Christian school down there. And I said, well, why wouldn't we just, you know, start to apply this? So the two things that really excite me about this, one is Christian education, among other things, or some wonderful educators all across, public and private, is that it really says, hey, how do we take excellent education and an opportunity to do that and blend that with a worldview, a biblical worldview that says, how do we love and serve our God and our community, right? I mean, so regardless of who you are, how do we serve you and love you well? So Christian education blends that really well. And I said, hey, I want to be a part of that if possible. And so I said, okay, PCA was the only open Christian head of school position. I said, let's try it.
We have done a lot of things. I know a lot of folks who teach over there at PCA, and I love the campus. It's just a beautiful green-oriented campus, and I love the area. It's a beautiful part of Dover.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like this sanctuary nestled. You know, it's right above some of the Dover lands and some of the game lands there.
Real nice.
50 acres right on the Bellamy. Incredible. And then also so located so close to Durham and Dover and Portsmouth. It's right in the heart. It's incredible. It's a gift.
Now, you're not from this area, though, correct?
Not originally, but, you know, I'm a military kid who joined the military. And,
so you've been around.
So I call this area home. I was born in Massachusetts. I was born in Chelsea Naval Hospital. My dad, you know, my second, we lived up in New Hampshire at Hanover when he was at RTC at Dartmouth. I don't remember that, but I've always been coming back. I'm a New Hampshire citizen. So when I commissioned in the Army, you know, you have to pick a home. My folks lived up near Winnipesaukee. So Tufton Borough is my home of record. I had to pick a place. And I've been here. I've voted out of New Hampshire my whole Army career. So in some ways, it's always been home.
Yeah.
In my adult life, it's great to be actually living here starting this summer.
And your family? How big is your family?
So my wife, Christy, and I, we have four children. Our oldest, Sarah, she's an Army lieutenant. She's heading to Fort Campbell, joined the 101st Airborne, flying medevac helicopters. Our second child, Rebecca, is down at Gordon College, just down in on the North Shore. And she's a sophomore studying biology and probably going to be a nurse. She's really excited about that. And we have a high school graduate coming, Peter, and then Caleb is going to be a rising sophomore at Portsmouth Christian. We're really excited about
it. Wow, so the kids are busy.
Yeah, they are. Wow. I mean, we can relate. We're parents, like parents too, are not grandparents yet, but it's an exciting time of life.
Well, it sounds like they're on the right positive path, which is great. Sounds like you've done a great job parenting. You're not finished parenting.
No. I think you've never finished parenting.
It sounds like they're doing good, and that's really great. I'm sure they're all on board with this decision too.
Yeah, so obviously the one who's going to move with us, Caleb, I mean, it's been...
He's excited?
He is excited, but, you know, like most, he's, you know, they're mixed feelings.
Sure.
And so he's invested. He's a relational kid. He, you know, loves basketball. And so I think going through this process, all the kids moved in high school. This is his move. We were not anticipating it. We really thought we were going to retire down in that area. And so he came up and he shadowed, went to a basketball game. He shadowed and really met the folks, the kids, the faculty, and it really helped him. And he has a vision. He's excited too.
Nice. What, I mean, obviously you're very excited about this. Anything kind of feel like there's any challenges involved that you're going to be coming a part of? You're going to take over July 1st, did you say?
Yeah, so, right, August 1st is the full handoff. It's when we start our year getting ready for the next school year.
What's the transition like been for you so far?
Yeah, so Dr. John Engstrom is the current head of school, and he's been super.
Yeah.
And he and his team have been really bringing me on board, helping me understand how does the school run, you know, how do we, you know, we're in an enrollment period, a re-enrollment period. Hey, how do we connect with parents? So yesterday I got a chance to meet with the parents and faculty and just tell a little bit of my story, why I'm coming, sort of like we're doing right now, and sort of where I see this, you know, this is going. And so, and he's also been sharing, hey, here's some of the challenges that we're facing. So the big one is, you know, it's actually a challenge for us, but it's a great thing for parents is that school choice options are just really, you know, from A to Z, from homeschooling to some great public school programs, some charter school programs. So that's a great situation for parents. For PCA, it's like, hey, how do we really identify and communicate how we're different and may be a great fit for a family? So that's a challenge. It's a good challenge. And I think that the more that we look at, you know, specifically PCA offers an education that we call differentiated learning. You know, we look at your child, even your different children, and how do we match their potential with how they're performing, and we work with the parent, partner with the parent, and how we create that distinctive. So that's one. So how do we tell our story? How do we connect with, you know, audiences? You can work to connect with audiences every day.
Sure.
And we believe that the Seacoast region, that PCA has been relevant and will continue to be relevant as we head to the future.
Well, we welcome you to the area, Mike. Good to have you with us. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you more about PCA down the road, Portsmouth Christian Academy. The new head of school, Colonel Mike Rooney, retiring from the military, and he's going to be here in the Seacoast full time. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Look forward to coming.
Nice to talk to you, and say hello to everybody over at PCA.
Sure
for us.
Will.